The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. How good is it to be here?
Come on.
Ready for the weekend.
That's it. We're basically at the weekend now.
I know, I know. You got your parents in town tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, they're coming in sometime this afternoon, I believe. They're hopping off a bit of a cruise ship. So they've been having a good time, and then they're catching the train from Sydney up to Newcastle some point in the afternoon, I believe.
Yeah, straight to see the Sydney Hot Trots.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, wouldn't it?
Well, my mum very keen to see the Tyers Hill hot shot.
Yeah,
that is,
producer
of course, Scott.
Yeah.
I was chatting to him last night while we were watching the Tillies.
Yeah.
And he reckons he's feeling pretty smooth across the body.
He's
done himself a bit of manscaping.
Okay.
In preparation for tonight's performance. So he's taking it seriously.
Oh, that's good. I mean, as you should. I mean, I didn't know that if he had to take his undies off. I don't think so. He probably didn't need to manscape it. But
you know. I don't know. I think he's more referring to all his arms and chest. Quite a hairy man.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he needs to, you know, just keep it in check a little bit.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad all that's been sorted. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Are you off to the hot shots tonight?
No. I don't know how I feel about talking about hairy men at 5 o'clock in the morning either. But you know.
We'll save it for six then.
Yeah, that'd be better. Thanks.
Sorry, it's a bit early there. What did you get up to yesterday?
What did I do yesterday?
Tano wasn't there.
Did you get up for the Tillies? Did you stay up or were you in bed?
Oh, come on.
No, I was in bed. Morgan cooked me dinner and then it was good night.
Are you a big snorer?
Apparently.
Yeah, right.
But,
yeah,
you know, and me both. Morgan's worse, so.
Oh, that's the thing. Everything's a competition with you, isn't it?
That's right.
And as long as he's winning that one, that's better.
Exactly.
Oh, very good. My yesterday was off to the tip, which was...
fun.
Yeah. All this stuff just in the garage waiting, right? It was actually very, therapeutic to get rid of it all, get my shed back. That makes sense.
You should have told me. I've got one couch that needs to go to the tip. If
wouldn't
anyone's
have
going, let me know.
My van was filled to the roof. So, yeah. That
rubbish,
was my day.
You couldn't have fit in one couch for your good friend Jess.
Exactly. Unreal.
Not a chance.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Unbelievable.
What do you say? That says more about our friendship, does it?
I'm just saying, real convenient that you couldn't fit in one couch, you know? Anyway, that's right.
Just throwing the comment out there.
Of course,
we'll be catching up to chat new stuff up next as you wake up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, Tilly's winners last night, but I came late. I came straight from training for, of course, the mighty Cardiff Hawks. So, missed all the discourse before the game. A noticeable absence, Sam Kerr. What happened with her?
Yeah, so one of our other journalists messaged us last night. I was like, oh my goodness, Sam Kerr's out. I'm like, what do you mean Sam Kerr's out? So apparently in training day before yesterday, she suffered like a pretty nasty calf strain.
Uh-oh.
And they've been pretty coy about it, haven't really talked about it. Coach not really keen to elaborate either, has said that she's likely going to be out for most of the group stage, which is very disappointing. Last night, thankfully, we won without her, so that's good. So we managed to get a goal in the 52nd minute, thanks to Steph Catley, thank goodness, and kept Ireland goalless. Newcastle's Emily Van Egmond, she played in the final 10 minutes. She was brought off the bench to replace Courtney Vine in the midfield, so that was good that she got up. A teammate, fellow Novocastrian Claire Wheeler, she stayed on the bench. So now we look forward to the next couple of group games next Thursday against Nigeria and then Canada the following Monday.
Now, Stephen, you're a big fan.
Yeah, I was very excited. I reckon a big Hero Zero move from Steph Catley as well. I think she was wearing the armband yesterday, like the captain's armband, in absence of Sam Kerr, of course.
Yeah.
And when Hayley Razzo won that penalty, I thought, oh, here we go. Caitlin Ford's going to take it. A prolific striker, you know, like seems like the right candidate. Steph Catley went, I'm the captain. I'm taking this penalty. If you miss it, you look a bit like a goose. But if you hit it like she did, what a hero move. Oh, everyone was up and about.
Yeah, of course. People are going to be, you know, happy with that. And how, like, I guess overall, Stephen, what was like, was that the highlight for you from that game or...
Oh, seeing us go up.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. I think, like, like, other than the last 10 minutes, we were really, really on top of the game. Looked dominant. Obviously, come that last 10 minutes, Ireland put everything into their attack, and then obviously when the flood comes at you like that of them just attacking, sometimes it's hard to bend without breaking. Lucky we didn't break, but for 80 minutes of that game, we were the better team and deserved to win.
Yeah.
So positive signs, I think.
Excellent. Now, switching gears a little bit, there's been an extradition from Victoria, Jess.
Yes, this is a story that came out yesterday morning. There was a man who was reported missing out at Laguna near Cessnock back in May. He'd been missing for a month. His family hadn't heard from him, so police were appealing for the public's help to try and find him, and then literally a week after that public appeal for information, his body was found on a property out at Laguna. And yesterday, news came through that the homicide squad were investigating this. Police did believe that it was probably suspicious. He'd sustained a fatal gunshot wound. So they extradited a 34-year-old from Victoria. Yesterday, he appeared in court and was refused a bail yesterday, and he'll appear again in September. So quite the crazy end to that story that started with someone who was reported missing. Like, insane.
Yeah, to go from that to, yeah, this looks like a homicide anyway.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And, of course, I'm sure we'll follow it when that next court happens in September.
Yes.
Very interesting. Thanks for that, Jess.
Damn. The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And, Crevo, we've been pretty soccer-centric to start the show.
Haven't we? What?
Rightfully so, you know. The Tillys triumphant last night in their opening game against Ireland, which is very exciting. I've also got some more exciting soccer news, though.
Yeah.
Because for the upcoming 2023-24 season...
Yeah.
I've been re-signed as a stretcher bearer for the Jets. Come on! I'm back involved with the boys.
I didn't hear that in the sports report.
Oh, no, I don't know how he missed. Jess, what are you doing? How'd you miss that? Anyway.
Big re-signing. And did you get, like, a big sign-on bonus and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've got a 200% pay increase. So I was doing it for free. $0.
Yep.
Times 200%. That's what I'm on this year.
Yeah, right. Nice work. Yeah. And that's what you deserve, you know? Because...
Well, we lobbied hard in the CBA, you know, collective bargaining agreement. We made sure we put our foot down and made sure we got a good deal, our stretcher bearers. And, yeah, we got it. We're happy with the result.
Big bonus, which is the main thing, because you've had it tough in the lead up to this.
Oh, you know, it's been unworkable conditions. No, they've looked after me, and I'm very excited to get back involved with the Jets for the upcoming season. So,
at least get some free merch.
Yeah, I think they'll swag us up, which is very nice. Well, the Vastus early for sizes for clothes.
You're
so
in business. That's the main thing, right?
Imagine you're getting some goodies there.
Nice. Excellent. Oh, well, there you go. If you go to a Jets game, you'll see Stephen there. Patiently wait with the stretcher ready, just in case.
Just in case.
That's what you always need.
Well, that's it. After my performance last year of delivering zero stretches, they thought I was suitable again this year.
They're ready to go for another year.
And, Crevo, Tom Cruise has had a lot of epiphanies throughout his time, right?
No doubt.
He's had a lot of out-of-body experiences and discovered the world. He sees it in a different way to you and I.
Yeah, I imagine the first one he had was, maybe I could act as a job.
Yeah, well, that was probably the first one. And then obviously there's the whole Scientology thing that he's big on. So he's had some, let's say, unorthodox views on the world. But he's recently had, I would say, his biggest epiphany yet. Discovering, right? Here we go. That adult films are on the internet. So apparently, Tom Cruise had no idea that adult films are on the internet until recently. We're talking the last 10 years.
What? How could you get through all of this time of the internet and not know that?
Well, the only reason I know the internet exists is because as a teenage boy, I learnt that adult films exist on it.
Right.
It wasn't I'll
have some of that.
Yeah, it went vice versa. It was like, you can see some naughty stuff on here. Oh, and also you can,
find facts out.
Yeah, you can find any fact out. That's convenient. That's a nice little bonus. It wasn't the other way around.
Oh, it has recipes as well.
Yeah, goal on goal. How good is this? Winning on winning on winning. Oh, yeah, so apparently Seth Rogen, of all people, was the one to introduce him to this world. He was talking to Stephen Colbert on it, of course, on The Late Show, and was saying that they were sitting on, like, set for a film, a romantic comedy in 2006 or something like that.
Mm.
And he was like, you know how it comes up. It just comes up. We don't know how it came up, but we were talking about the adult film industry.
Yeah.
And then he mentioned that him and his mates had seen some weird stuff on the internet. And Tom Cruise was like, you can get that on the internet? He was still going to Blockbuster in the little naughty section and hiring it out.
In the mid-2000s.
In the mid-2000s. And then Seth Rogen was like, wait till you hear this, mate. They're free online. It's free. He couldn't believe it.
It's blowing his tiny mind. No wonder he converted to Scientology.
Yeah, he probably
wasn't ready for all of that.
Yeah, that's true. It's you all at once. Yeah, there's a lot out there, isn't it? So
I've heard.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know.
New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, Crevo, Feel Good Friday. Let's launch you into your weekend, of course, with free stuff as part of Three of a Kind. So if you're new to the show, welcome.
Yep.
If you're up at this time, I said it yesterday, you've got to get involved in this game because it's super simple. Basically, what we do is we get two Nova Castrians on the line. We pit them against each other head-to-head in a battle of wit, of speed, of intelligence.
All of those things, all in one.
Basically, yeah, it's not really that complicated, is it? No. We give you three items. If you can decipher what the linking theme or pattern is between them quicker than your opponent, you get yourself some free stuff.
That's right. First of all, you're going to get straight up, you get two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew John stand for the Knights versus Melbourne Storm on Saturday.
Come on, big. Tomorrow. Big game.
Tomorrow at McDonald Jones Stadium, plus everyone that contributes to the show for the rest of today goes into the draw to win a girls' night out. Four people, including a drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel. That's happening tonight, featuring producer Scott.
How good's that? So, of course, we'll be revealing the winner of that this afternoon, but more pressing issues. We have got three of a kind. So, 49674105 is the magic number. If you've never played before, Creve, I'll give a quick example.
Okay.
If I were to say to you, let's say cookies and cream, bubble gum, and rum and raisin.
Crevo.
Yeah, go on.
Ice cream flavours.
Ice cream flavours is correct. It's all that kind of fun gear for your Friday morning. 49674105. We need two Nova Castries to battle it out for night's tickets as part of Three of a Kind on the other side of this.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Come on, Crevo, get up and about. Your chance to get yourself some tickets to go see the Mighty Knights taking on the Storm this Saturday evening. So tomorrow evening, of course, at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Gold reserve as well.
Oh, happy days. And lovely. The Knights in form. Mm. I feel like we actually are a sniff. I think we can win this. Final's still in play. I don't know, everything to play for, of course.
Indeed.
So, if you know, we need two Nova Castrians to play for those said tickets as part of Three of a Kind. We'll get them up against each other. First to two, best out of three, sorry.
You got there in the end. That's all right. Here we go.
Feel Good Friday. I'm excited.
And I don't blame you. It's a Feel Good Friday. Let's meet our contestants, shall we? First of all, from Chisholm, it's Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
Good, fellas. How you going?
Never better. Are you ready to take this on?
I'm awake. I'm ready. I'm alert. I'm good to go.
Nice one. You like to go see the Knights win?
Why not?
Yeah, that's right. Why wouldn't you not? That's it. Up against Bobby is Jordan in Edgeworth. Hello, Jordan.
Hi.
Very well, thanks. What's up for your Friday? You got much on for the weekend?
Off to work and then hopefully the Knights on the weekend.
Yeah,
well, fingers crossed. Get your hands on these tickets, of course. We are going to play Three of a Kind. You two up against each other.
Stephen, we're so in sync.
Yeah, I know we are. Bye. Bit of instinct. Before we play, though, we must test the technology. Of course, your name is your buzzer. Let's test our buzzers. Bobby, you're first.
Bobby.
Yeah, lovely. Jordan next.
Jordan.
Yeah, lovely. Too easy. Nice and quick. All right. Without a further ado, then, let's get into it. Best of luck to both our contestants. Your first one is Farmers Union Yo Platt, Yo Pro.
Jordan.
Yeah, go on.
Yogurt.
Yogurt is correct. Well done, John. First one on the board.
Very good.
All right, bit of scoreboard pressure here, Bobby. Need to get this one to stay in the game. We've got for you. Best of luck.
Bobby was loving that.
Flush, Full House, Straight.
Bobby.
Bobby, quicker there.
That's a Poker Hands.
Poker Hands is correct. Well done, mate. So one apiece.
Does that mean we're up to a tiebreaker?
We are up to a tiebreaker. Oh. Everything to play for. All right, best of luck, both our contestants. First in with the correct answer, off to see the Knights. We have for you wheat, white, sourdough.
Jordan.
Bobby.
John quickest.
Bread.
Bread's is correct. Well done.
Oh, my God, it's happened. Congratulations.
You're off to see the Knights this Saturday, taking on the Storm. Are you a big Knights fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like somebody's been hurt by the Knights before, but we're cautiously optimistic, aren't we?
Always.
Fingers crossed you get yourself a win. Now, Bobby, we don't know what the prize is for next week. Do you want to come back on Monday, though, and risk it?
Of course, why not?
Oh, yeah, that's what we love to hear.
Absolutely superb. Switching things up with this guy from the UK who saved up some money and wanted to buy a flash new laptop.
Oh, okay, treat himself.
Very excited
about it. Probably got his tax back and decided to splurge.
That's it. Exactly what happened. So he's looking forward to this new laptop. And he goes, you know, I'm going to get online. A bit cheaper on there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's jumped on Amazon and he's ordered this laptop. And excited, waiting for it for ages. It finally arrives, the big moment. Slices open the package. And instead of what he thought was going to be one of the, like a really good laptop, it's just full of Weet-Bix, the box. They've strapped together Weet-Bix in the shape of a laptop and then put it in a package and sent it off. Yep, you've got your laptop, mate. It's in the package is in the mail.
Wow.
Because then once you get it, right, you sign for the delivery. Yeah, I've received it.
Yeah, true.
And then they're off scot-free. And all they've said, like, they're not much out of pocket. How much does, like, 10 Weet-Bix cost?
Yeah, bugger all. Live value back for a couple of dollars. Yeah, change.
Even with cost of living on the rise, they're not as expensive as laptops, famously.
Yeah, I would agree. Because that's interesting you make that point that you've got to make it a laptop shape for the signature.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking here, he's gone to all this effort. Why doesn't he just send nothing, you know, or like he's got the money, but you're right, he probably has to.
Once they sign off, then the money goes in their account probably, and then they could just close the account or whatever, and they'll never be the wiser, and then they run away with the cash.
Wow.
You've got to be so careful out there when you're online purchasing, especially with expensive stuff that you know like, that's from a reputable seller.
Have you ever been, like, catfished by a buyer online? You do a lot of, like, Facebook Marketplace and Gumtree and
absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. We bought this, like, new tap set for when we were fixing up the bathroom and just never got sent. They just never sent it.
Really?
He sent the money, never got nothing.
Wow.
My wife, Emmy, was fuming.
We once bought, like, a dining set online, like, just table and couple chairs.
Beautiful.
And it came, and it was, like, for a Blake Doll's house or something. Genuinely, it was, like, a miniature. I don't know if, like, maybe we misread it or...
Took a photo of it, and it looked full-size because there was no scale.
Yeah, well, that's it. There's nothing to compare it against. So you just think, oh, yeah, that looks all right.
And it's pretty cheap.
Rocks up, and we're thinking, what's this? You know? Oh, I don't remember ordering...
Like a tiny box.
Yeah, what's going on here? Open it up, our new dining set. There you go. In a little matchbox. Very exciting.
Stitched up. You've got to be so careful out there.
Buyer beware.
Indeed. New FM.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, and I feel like, Creva, on your Feel Good Friday, a bit of a steak knife salesman, because as well as that winter getaway, but wait, there's more.
Mm.
After 7 o'clock, $525 up for grabs with Trivia Check. One question between you and a fairly big party this weekend,
that
I reckon. Corey Worthington, I reckon.
Lovely chunk of change. And you can have the sunglasses for everyone. At that money, because you know he only bought servo sunnies.
Yeah, you get a pair on entry, I reckon. You could do that. $525.
Definitely.
It's a couple slabs and a fair chunk of sunnies.
That's it. And what more do you want in life? Up next, though, what item have you accidentally put through the wash?
Oh, nightmare fuel.
Yeah, because I put something in. and I'm so upset at myself. And I've had to rebuy what I've done. $100 straight out the pocket.
No one
needs to spend that. And I know there's some people out there who have done the similar sort of thing. So what expensive thing, or what annoying thing have you put through the wash and it's caused an absolute drama? If you've got a little story around that, have it ready to go up next as you wake up with the Novos here on New FM. Something very frustrating happened to me day before yesterday. So in this studio, it's freezing cold at all times. They have the aircon on high.
Yeah, it's very cold. That's why you always see us on the in the Instagram stories, laid up.
In the middle of summer, right? It makes no sense, but that's the way it is. Anyway, freezing cold in here. So I'm always, every day I'm wearing jackets to stay warm, hoodies, jackets, whatever. And what I usually do is end of the week or just at some point in the week, I gather up like a week's worth of jackets and put them in one wash.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep, makes sense.
So I've done that. I've gathered them all up, and usually I check the pockets, right, just to check if I've left anything in there, you know, a tissue or something. There's nothing more frustrating than that going through the wash, right?
Yep.
But I was in such a rush day before yesterday on my weekly jacket wash, I just threw them in.
And got complacent.
And I looked at them, and I went, should I check the pockets? Nah. I don't think I had any tissues or anything in there. It'll be right. I looked at the jackets in the eyes, in the buttonholes. That's the eyes of jackets.
Of course, famously.
Yeah. And I went, there's nothing in there. I turned on the wash and away it went, right? Mm-hmm. And I actually didn't hang it up until the next morning. Actually, my wife, Emmy, did. And oh, she
good
just.
Of her.
It is good of her. She sent me a photo of my beloved Apple charger for my laptop.
Oh,
that
no.
was in the jacket pocket. Now, an Apple-branded charger for a laptop, it's very expensive.
Laptop charger as well. It's quite big and bulky, isn't it? Yeah, how have you missed that?
I've just had it rolled up in the pocket because I had a big bundle of jackets that I just threw in the washing machine.
Yeah.
In it went.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Oh, and I look at, now I've had to order a new one on Amazon and it's expensive.
How much are we talking?
$130.
Wow. No, wow.
Not ideal, because it's like the nice Apple one, right? And Apple products, they reject other chargers.
Yeah,
it's not
course.
Like Samsung where you can just plug any old thing from Kmart in and it works fine.
Yeah.
They crack it, basically.
Yeah, they've done that as a smart business move, I suppose.
Yeah.
The worst part about this, and we've all been there, we've all felt that, is when your stomach drops, when you're like hanging out the washing, you're like, that feels like something in the pocket. You go, oh no. You open up the pocket, you pull out. But that feeling you have,
yeah.
It just starts sinking and you go, oh no.
I'm in trouble here.
And
especially electronics and water. They do not mix.
Famously do not mix
famously.
Well.
Famously. So, this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Am I the only person that's washed something expensive? Surely someone else has done this. Make me feel a bit better here. What's gone through the wash?
And, of course, for sharing your pain with us, I suppose, we can send you off to the Knights tomorrow evening against the Storm at McDonald Jones Stadium. Big game. Knights in form. Need to win, really, to keep their final chances alive.
And it's two gold reserve tickets as well. So you can trade that pain. It doesn't have to be electronics. It could be something else important or whatever. Trade that pain of that story for some gold reserve Knights tickets. A little silver lining situation.
That plus everyone that goes on the show today in the draw, of course, for Girls Night Out to the Sydney Hotshots tonight at the Mayfield Hotel. So if you want to get yourself there or to the Knights, 4967-4105. What's gone through the wash? What's that heartbreaking thing you felt the pocket and got? Oh, dearie me.
Indeed. 4967-4105 is the number to call. We'll get your stories on the NX, New FM. I guess discussing what you've lost through the wash. This is after my pretty much, it's only about 6 month old Apple laptop charger through the wash. Completely gutted by this, because that feeling when I got the photo through WhatsApp from my wife Emmy.
Yeah,
you've had this in the wash. I was like, oh,
your heart sinks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we're looking for people to, I guess, share those stories with us. Of course, on 4967-4105, or as well on Instagram at @thenovos_, where we've had a couple entrants early, including a nappy. which would be like a tissue on steroids, would just...
Terrible. Oh, terrible.
Everything. You just got... Oh, sounds no good.
Yeah.
Also, some reading glasses have gone through the wash.
Oh, that's really... Because if you get, like, the, you know, prescription ones, you put $150 or $120.
Yeah.
Can definitely be expensive. 4967-4105 to join the show. Let's go to the phone, shall we? First of all, to Spears Point. Hello, Tess. How are you?
Morning, guys.
So tell us, what went through the wash?
So just got back from a camping trip and my partner put a big load of washing on, got to get rid of the campfire smoke.
Yep.
And as he was hanging out his pants, didn't even think anything of it. The next morning, the car keys were missing. Couldn't find them anywhere. Turns out they were in the pants pocket. Oh, they no longer work.
Oh, so it's like an electronic key or is it just a clicker?
Yeah, so they're like, they're worth $350 around there. Yeah,
oh,
for his Ford Ranger.
God, that's so bad. And the worst thing as well is on the washing line is the last place you'd be looking for the keys.
Like, yeah, exactly
right.
We've
been looking forever and ever and ever.
Under the sofa, like every single place.
Everywhere. And then he had this moment, he was like, oh my God, wait a minute, my pants. And I was like, your pants? Yup, that's where they were.
Oh my God, heartbreaking.
Yeah, you'll be able to get some new ones though. Ford Ranger, you're doing all right, aren't you, Tess?
Yeah, yeah.
You're on a good wicket. Yeah, Tess is like, yeah, I am. Absolutely smashing it.
All right,
let's go up next to Hayley in Frankston. Hello, Hayley.
We got you there, Hayley?
No, Hayley must have gone. Now, we did also have a story from a Dylan. Now, Producer Scott, are you there? No, Producer Scott also not there.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Good. Okay, now tell us this story that Dylan phoned up about.
So Dylan gave me a call. Dylan's from Waratah, and he said that he was helping out his grandmother, who is no longer with us, unfortunately.
All right,
but he was putting her clothes in the wash, and she had a prosthetic breast.
No!
Went through the washing machine. Apparently, he copped an earful after that one.
Oh, you would do. I can
you're
imagine it would be
so
cheap
much
either.
Trouble, Dylan.
Yeah, I don't think that went down well at all.
Wow.
There's a lesson in this. Mm-hmm. Check your pockets.
Do you feel any better, Crevo, having
better.
Shared this pain, I guess, a shared struggle?
I haven't put my prosthetic breast through the wash once, so I'm all good.
Not yet.
New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
We're on here. If you want to get yourself $525 lined up for the weekend, this is your chance.
We said it earlier in the show, but $525 coming into the weekend, that's full Corey Worthington, that is. That's ready for a big, big party.
Yeah, that's right. And it's so easy to win as well. All you got to do is call up now, 4967-4105, and then answer one trivia question, just one, correctly. And obviously, if you've got to be local to the local area. If you do that, you score yourself $525. Just slip straight into your pocket.
No $6 bowls of wine this weekend.
No.
Top shelf. That's what you get.
8 to 10. Any day of the week. Get yourself over to that. This is your chance. 4967-4105. Call now if you want to win Trivia Check, and we'll play up next here on New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Let's get in and around giving away free cash here. $525. How good would that be?
Very fitting for your Feel Good Friday, I reckon.
Such a tasty treat. Yes, please.
And an easy treat to acquire as well. One question between you. And like you said, $525 this morning. There's no, you know, hoops to jump through, no T's and C's. You answer one question right. $525 in your back pocket if you don't mind.
I was trying to think of an easier way to win money. I was like, even a scratchy, you got to go to the shop, buy it, scratch it, find a coin, all that sort of stuff. And then if you win, you still got to take it in, then collect your money. You got it.
Too much of a chore.
Exactly. It's exhausting. This, you just ring up, and the phone's already in your pocket, and then you connect to us and you're done. We answer a question. Easy as that.
That
anyway,
easy. Let's meet the person vying for $525 this morning. We head to Thornton where we meet Carly. Hey, Carly.
Hi.
Now, how are you feeling for your Feel Good Friday? Much on for the weekend?
No, lots of kids sports and parties.
You sacrifice your weekend for them, don't you?
Definitely.
Working hard, out there slaving away.
Well, let's reward you for this hard work, of course. We'll try and reward you. We'll give you a chance at $525. One question between you and that cash, of course. Also a 5-second timer, but don't let it rattle you. Are you ready for your question, Carly?
Yeah.
All right. Best of luck. Your question this morning is, in the arena, a memory of victory, defeat, and renewal is a 1990 book by which former US president?
No idea.
Didn't get in.
Correct. Sorry.
No. What are you doing on the buzzers there?
Just pressing all of them to see what happens. Unfortunately, not what we're looking for.
The author we were looking for was obviously former US President Richard Nixon.
Heard of him?
Yes.
Yeah. Same.
There you go.
Oh, well. Better luck next time. That does mean, though, Monday, $550 on the line. Could be all yours.
Grows and grows, doesn't it?
That it does.
And, Crevo, I know it's Feel Good Friday, but I want to bring the mood down just a little bit, I suppose.
Oh, no. Is everything all right?
Everything is okay. In fact, it's more than okay. Yesterday, Scott and I, we got involved in the festivities, of course, the Women's World Cup. So that started yesterday, and Australia hosted one of the first games. They played in Sydney, 1-0 winners against Ireland.
Welcome to the studio, producer Scott.
Thank you for having me, gents.
Yeah, so we enjoyed that. We went down to Wheeler Place, you and I. We both decided we were going to go and try and enjoy the festivities because Sydney's too far to go, obviously, to watch the game live. Sold out as well, so we thought next best thing to do is one of these live sites that the council is setting up.
Now, describe what it looked like when you got there. How's it set up?
So basically, there's like a big screen at one end of like the... It's just near the Civic Theatre there, isn't it, Scott? Yeah.
So like a street's kind of... Like a walking street's kind of been blocked off.
Yeah, so they've got like a big screen on one end, and then they've got all these plastic chairs set up, also standing room behind.
Right.
So for those who perhaps didn't go last night, who saw pictures of the fanfare around the Socceroos, a round of 32 match against Argentina a couple months ago, exact same setup as the blokes, basically.
So, fantastic.
Which is how it should be. Like, I thought, you know, this is going to be great. Let's get in there and enjoy it. But when you and I rocked up, Scott, we were met with a lot of empty chairs.
Yeah, the numbers just weren't there last night. And I think the council as well as the community expecting so much more. Like, there was heaps of empty chairs. There were lots of local businesses, like sort of food trucks and charity organizations all there, kind of just twiddling their thumbs for a little bit, hey?
Not the people to support it.
So, what time did the game start?
So, the game started at 8 o'clock last night.
I've got speculation as to why.
Yeah. Go on.
Too cold.
That's maybe... Mm. I understand there's arguments here and there.
It was freezing.
And you know what? Like, it was cold, and maybe people were watching it in warmer venues. Like,
I went to pubs. I saw people on Facebook who've, like, oh, I'm at this pub.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe the Duke was pumping. Maybe the GR was pumping. I'm not sure. But the only thing I'd argue with that too cold argument is that, like, when the Socceroos played, it was 6 in the morning. Was cold. Yeah. Everyone packed it out. There was not even room to stand.
What about, like, would they have all the food trucks and that there then?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And they went well?
And coffee stands and, like, they were even selling beer and stuff like that.
Yeah, see, okay, so that's really a dead argument in a way.
The other thing as well is, like, because the World Cup's here, I know 8 o'clock, it's a school night, maybe a bit late for some. You and I start earlier than most, Scott. We made it there to watch the game.
Yeah.
The other thing as well is I remember there being so much for the Men's World Cup. I went to the Duke to watch our final group stage match against Denmark. Started 3 o'clock in the morning on like a Thursday or something like that. Packed. Right? So like I know the support is there for soccer and Australian soccer. I'm just disappointed it didn't translate over to the women. I was expecting, I said to Scott, save me a seat. You know,
I was
coming late after training.
Yeah.
I said, save me a seat, because I remember how packed it was for the Socceroos game. I thought it'd be the same, and unfortunately, far from.
Yeah, and even Crevesi is saying, like, lots of people went to pubs. Like, pretty much every single club right across Newcastle and the Hunter were advertising, yeah, we got the game playing, which is great. Great, go and support your local pubs and stuff, but... Yeah, just get out and about in Wheeler Place. And I wonder what Maitland Regional Sports Ground was like, because that was the other live site happening in the local area.
Honestly, probably quieter.
Yeah. Well, that's what I heard about. It's that the Wheeler Place was super busy, and so was Maitland Regional Sports Ground for the Men's World Cup, which was happening last year. But of the two, Wheeler Place was the busier venue.
Wow. What's the solution to that?
People go. People go and support it. I think, I understand that you want to watch it in your warm pub or whatever it is, but it almost brings the community together. That shared struggle of we're out there roughing it in the conditions. Yeah. And when they pan to, you know, they show the footage of, you know, all the live sites, you know, maybe there's like one Darling Harbour in Sydney or Fed Square. They show that footage up on the screen and the girls out there, they see all these Aussies battling out in the cold.
Just to watch them.
Late to watch them, a shared struggle all together as a community. I think it does give them that extra push.
Cheers them on a bit more.
Yeah. I think it would motivate you. I don't know. I just...
You're a bit disappointed.
That's the crux of how I'm feeling this morning. I'm obviously excited that the Matildas won.
Yeah.
Very, you know, great start to the World Cup. But I am just a bit disappointed about the support from people across the Hunter. I wish more people got out there to the live site at Wheeler Place and just, as a community, back the girls in.
And so good, like the... Sorry, Crevo, one thing that... it's so good that we have a massive sporting event that's in our time zone. Like, how many times are you battling with Olympics or battling with the World Cup last year? You don't have to get up at 3 a.m.
So make sure you get to the next game or Stephen's going to tell you off again. You'll be in big trouble.
And they might rip it off us. If people stop going, they might take it away.
Yeah.
And that's the worst case scenario, isn't
it? Indeed.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our new FM. Knights
here. All right, back-to-back home games for the Mighty Knights. A treat for us. They're playing again this weekend at McDonald Jones Stadium. Saturday, taking on Melbourne. And, of course, when there is a Knights home game, Crevo, means we need to find ourselves a new FM Knights kit.
This is my favourite part of the week, so let's do it right now. Here we go.
All right, on the line, we've got Jagger. Hey, Jagger, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Mate, very well, thanks. You excited to run the ball out for the Mighty Knights?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound excited. Now, who's your favourite player?
Dominic Young.
I reckon he's in for a couple tries as well. I reckon he'll do a sneaky, maybe 90-metre try down the wing, I reckon. Why not?
What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, do you play yourself at school sometimes, or...?
Yeah.
Yeah, what position do you find yourself in?
Hooker.
Yeah, okay.
Nice one.
Need the IQ for that. I reckon because you've got that... You'll be the perfect candidate to run the ball out this weekend, of course, for the Knights. Hopefully a packed house. You'll be there, the family there as well. Excited, mate?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, it's as simple as that. And remember, if you're wanting to be the next New FM Knights kid, register newfm.com.au.
Really? That simple? Come on, the Knights. Come on, the Knights.
Come on, the Knights. The
Novos. The Novos. New FM. Would I lie to you?
Yeah, feel good Friday, Crevo, so let's do this one. Let's play Would I Lie to You for your chance for $50 worth of free meat. Thanks to our friends at Singo's, of course.
Lovely.
Barbecue for the weekend, if you don't mind. What you got to do here is basically put on your detective hat. You become a sniffer dog for the day, essentially. So what's going to happen is we need a contestant to call us up on 4967 4105. Once you're through... Crevo and I are both going to claim to have an item in front of us.
Yeah.
Only one of us is telling the truth, though. So through your deductive powers and obviously question asking, you can try and decide which one of us is telling the truth and which one's telling a fib, I suppose. So if you can decide which one of us is telling the truth correctly... You get yourself $50 worth of free meat.
Simple as that. And tomorrow, beautiful sunny day, good barbecue weather.
That's exactly what you want. So 4967 4105. You want to get yourself a bit of a barbecue. Thanks to our friends at Singo's. We'll play Would I Lie to You on the other side of this.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos. New FM. Would I lie to you?
Yeah, let's do it, Crevo. $50 worth of meat up for grabs. Thanks to our friends at Singo's, of course. The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. Like we said, $50 for your barbecue this weekend up for grabs. All you got to do, put your detective hat on and figure out who's telling the truth. So you and I, Crevo, we both have an item in front of us. And I say item in inverted commas, the old $66.99.
Yeah.
Because One of us actually does have said item in front of them. The other, telling some porkies.
Just making it up, just grabbing things around them, just trying to improvise on the go. And it's your job to figure out who is telling the truth. Let's meet our lie detector for this morning.
We've got Mia in Dudley. Hey, Mia.
Hey.
Now, have you got your detective hat on? You're ready to deduce who's telling the truth?
I think so.
All right, easy. So what we'll do here is Crevo and I will both give you a spiel of what our item is, and then from there we'll give you a chance to ask some follow-up questions and try and use your deductive powers to figure out who's telling the truth. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right.
Who do you want to go first, Stephen or myself?
Stephen.
All right.
Where you go.
What I've got for you here, Mia, is a bit of a stress relief because working with Crevo sometimes it can get stressful, does me head in. So not actually designed as stress relief per se, but it's a soft little foam baseball which you can squish in. I'm using as a bit of a squish ball, a stress ball. Now, it's got on it, pardon me, like in painted foam, the red stitching of like a classic baseball. So white with like the red stitching. It's also got on it the Benchwarmers logo from, of course, the famous 2000s movie. I think this was, if I remember correctly, I was only young when this came out. But I think it was a meal. A toy for like a Happy Meal or something like that. Hungry Jack's or McDonald's promotion. But it's got this little baseball in front of me. It's pretty dirty. It's seen better days, but you know, it's 15 years old now or something like that. So, little soft baseball, foam baseball is my item.
Okay, my turn. Because obviously that's whatever. Sounds made up. So, when I went over to Bali a few years ago, I actually picked up, because you get inspired when you're in the markets and all that sort of thing. You're going through Kuta or Legian or whatever. You go, oh, look at that. Look at that. So many things to look at. I've picked up myself a pair of bongo drums, right? And I've actually become quite, I'm all right at playing them, to be honest. I'll turn down the music so you can have a listen to me having a play on these bongo drums. It's sort of timber with a little, you know, skin sort of stuff on top. Here we go. Have a listen to this. Have a listen. Here we go.
Sounds very plasticky.
Doesn't sound like bongo drums. That's what bongo drums sound like. Don't listen to Stephen always trying to throw you off with his, what is it? A squishy baseball?
Yeah, it's a fun baseball. What even is that? You're ridiculous. All right, so both our items, you've heard the spiel, Mia. Got any follow-up questions?
Start with Stephen. Do you have any questions for Stephen about his apparent, what is it, squishy baseball?
It's a foam baseball. It's not that hard to remember.
Who's even heard of that?
All right, Mia, you got any questions for me?
Where did you get it from?
Like I said, I was only young when the movie came out. It would have only been 7 or 8. I believe, though, it came from like a Happy Meal or something like that. It was a kid's toy from one of the fast food outlets.
Sounds like he's evading the question.
No, in collaboration with the release of the movie, of course. So that's where it came from originally.
Okay, any questions for me?
Yeah, how about you ask him what pattern's on his bongo?
What patterns are on your bongo?
So it's painted black and white stripes on the side, and then the top is sort of just like a steel rim, and then you've got like the skin bit across the top, and there's like little steel nubs around the top to hold the skin in.
Yeah.
You'd buy something more exciting than that, Creeper. That's pretty boring, I reckon.
What bongos do you own? None. That's right.
All right. I'm not trying to lie about it. Neither of us have a bongo. Okay, so let's try and get an answer from you here, Mia. Only one of us is telling the truth. Do you think I have this foam baseball in front of me, or do you think that Crevo has got bongo drums from Bali?
I think the bongo drums.
So you're going to lock in that the bongo drums are real?
Yeah, lock it in.
Unfortunately, no.
He's just playing a bloody plastic. I don't even know what it is.
It's a paper tray from over near the computer over there.
He's fooled you. That's what he's done. I can't believe you didn't. Am I just untrustable? Am I, Mia?
Yes, that's a clearly, yes.
She doesn't even want to talk to me. She's not happy about it.
Fuming at ya.
That means, though, of course, $100 up for grabs next week. Fill your fridge, freezer, and bellies with great weekly specials now at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. That'll be nice. $100 worth of free meat. That's decent.
That certainly is. As you wake up with the Novos here on UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos. I feel good. Friday.
Yeah, and it is a feel-good Friday because after basically a week of speculation and anticipation...
More to the anticipation side.
Today is the day... Well, tonight is the night, more rather, that we get our very own Ties Hill Hot Shots. Scott, yeah. Joining the Sydney Hot Shots at the Mayfield Hotel tonight. Scott, how are preparations going? We're in the final hours of prep, really.
Mate, I've been sweating a little bit, let me tell you. Just a little bit. I've been trying to get as much exercise in as possible. You know,
get the rig in shape.
Get the rig just a little bit in shape. You shave everything down, ready for that baby oil. We're good to go, though.
Yeah, so that's what I heard last night. You talked about perhaps that...
A lot of trimming going on.
There's a lot of trimming going on. You smooth as a baby, are you?
Pretty much, mate. Pretty much. It's
the abs are all there, in good visual view.
No, at the moment, they're hiding a little bit, so maybe a... couple of pen strokes just to draw the abs on. I reckon that could be the way to go.
Yeah, we'll bring some baby oil and a Sharpie.
That's it.
And you'll be good to go for tonight, I reckon.
Organised. So, of course, if you're wanting to see the Ties Hill Hot Scott, he'll be, of course, at the Mayfield Hotel. What time's it start again? 7:30,
7:30, I believe. You can get your tickets from Eventbrite, of course, but... We're also, for anyone that gets on the show, contributes, we're putting them in the draw for, I guess, a girls' night out. You get four people, including a drink on arrival, to see, like we said, the Sydney Hot Shots and the Sydney Hot Scott at the Mayfield Hotel tonight. All very exciting. I can't wait to see Scott up there flaunting his stuff, I suppose.
I know. He's definitely, like, I saw him, I walked in on him the other day.
Oh, here we go.
Doing, like... couple of moves, just practicing. I was like, yeah, he's got it. He's good to go.
Yeah, I don't know what move I'm going to pull out on stage, but maybe I just need, somebody needs to give me a dance and I'll just do it.
If it was some of the ones I saw, some ladies are going to be very impressed.
I hope you like the Nutbush.
There you go. All to play for. Up next, Crevo. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. I guess they say shame on me. There's a story of an airline's been done by two passengers. I want to reveal, I guess, the way they've snuckily got away with some very naughty behaviour.
Snuckily?
Sneakily?
Sneakily?
That's what I was looking for.
UFM.
And, of course, what's the goss up next? Scott, what have you got for us this morning?
Look, gents, I'm going to say that he's a celebrity, and you'll get why I put that in quotation marks in a second. A celebrity has dropped their summer playlist for 2023. So, summer, obviously, they're American. Dropping their playlist, and there's a couple of ones on there that I wouldn't have expected this celebrity to go for. Let's talk about it next.
A lot of mystery in that. Right now, though, Crevo, we move to over west, my neck of the woods, obviously where I was born and raised, Perth, where holiday goers have had their holiday essentially ruined, well, delayed by a day because of a couple of naughty boys, very naughty boys. Basically, more than 100 travellers to Bali from Perth, obviously such a common flight, had their flight cancelled on Tuesday night. After two drunk passengers had to be taken off the plane at Perth Airport, right?
So how drunk were they to be pulled off the plane?
Very drunk. So basically, they were like obviously intoxicated before sitting down on their seat. So the flight crew decided it was best to get them off before the plane took off. So had to call authorities.
Wow.
People were saying they were stuck on the tarmac for like 3 hours waiting for the police to come and remove these gentlemen.
Why did the cops stay so long ago?
I don't know. But then I guess it's not an emergency. They're not violent or anything. There's probably other crimes they've got to sort out.
Yeah. They're just sort of slumped there being... idiots or something.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, they pulled these gentlemen off who've become obviously aggravated once they've been told they can't go to Bali. So, you know, they've had to... There's threats of them being cuffed and detained and all that stuff. Anyway, they've walked off on their own free will in the end.
Yeah.
Before AirAsia has then cancelled the flight.
Because it was so delayed, probably.
So delayed. They couldn't
get another slot on the runway or something.
Yeah, exactly. So what they've done is a bit of a consolation. They've offered... all the people a flight the next morning, which doesn't really help them out. His flight's still delayed by an hour. But like you said, these guys were very drunk. The quote here is they were so obviously abbreviated before even walking onto the plane. And apparently they were swigging from the bottle. Like, just in the reports are that between handing in their, like, boarding pass and walking onto the tunnel for the plane, between the two blokes, they got through a whole bottle of Jameson.
Oh,
a whole bottle.
That is a lot.
Just swigging. One for me, one for you, one for me, one for you.
Too much in too short a time.
They've started their holiday a little bit early is what they've done. Bit prematurely.
Yeah.
So anyway, like I said, all passengers offered a delayed flight or like a replacement flight the next morning. These two blokes rock up. They rock up again for this replacement flight. Sure. Everyone's thinking, oh no, deja vu, here we go. But you think like early, it was 8 o'clock in the morning, they'd be fine.
Yeah.
Channel 7 have found them, both of these blokes, 7 o'clock in the morning waiting to board their flight, beer in hand at the airport bar.
Oh no.
They're going again. Deja vu, they're going to go again, aren't they?
Oh, you know what? Some people, they think they're going over to Bali, they just get too inebriated too early. That's a perfect example of it.
Bit premature, wasn't it? Yeah. Premature to start their holiday. They'll slap with a $500 fine each, the two gentlemen. Probably more expensive than their flights, really.
From Perth to Bali.
Bali, yeah.
I thought so. And you know what? They're lucky not to get more. Because they've acted like absolute peanuts, haven't they?
I can't believe they've gone to the bar again. 7 o'clock the next morning.
Should we get on this flight? No, let's have a beer first.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, new FM.
Scotty, dancing out to that one as well. A bit of fresh Taylor for you. It's called Karma. And when he's in the studio, we get to see, I guess, the preview of the dance moves he's going to be putting on tonight as part of the Sydney Hot Shots at the Mayfield Hotel. How good's that?
Oh, some of his moves were quite impressive.
Oh, come on. I know.
Quite impressive.
I know you guys are taking the mickey, but I'm good. I'm good.
There you go. He's good and he knows it.
Straight from the Scot's mouth.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. Yeah, more from Scott. What's going on, man?
Mate, there's a celebrity, and I'm saying celebrity loosely because he describes himself as a dad, a husband, a citizen. He's the former president, Mr. Barack Obama.
Right,
call him a celebrity?
He's a celebrity.
You call him a celebrity?
Absolutely a celebrity.
Yeah, but he's the president. Like, I wouldn't call Albo a celebrity. Yeah,
no,
I know it's a different scale.
But he doesn't have the profile as Barack Obama.
Yeah, true.
Or the coolness.
Yeah,
that's true.
Let's face it.
Let's face it.
All right, anyway, so Barack Obama has come out with his summer playlist for 2023. And look, there's some weird choices on here. Look, not weird that I just can't imagine the president listening to it.
Yeah,
that makes sense. The ex-president, I should say. He's put Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj on there.
Really?
I can't imagine. They got a new song out called Princess Diana, and I just couldn't imagine Barack, not in the White House, but you'd imagine in the White House rocking around to Nicki Minaj. I couldn't imagine it.
There we go. Okay. Well, now you can.
Yeah, Luke Combs, Fast Car, he's made the cut. Some new stuff by SZA also on the mix. California Love, Tupac, Dre on there.
That's a good song.
It's called Walk Like an Egyptian, The Bangles.
That's a terrible song.
No, I don't mind it. That's all right.
The Pretenders made the cut. Pearl Jam's on there as well. River Deep, Mountain High, Ike and Tina Turner. He's got quite the mix on there for his playlist.
Now, I've got a question for both you two.
Mm.
Do you think this is actually Barack Obama's summer playlist, or do you think like he's got some publicist, he's got his PR team, they've put together like a compilation of songs?
Ooh.
How much do you think it's actually his playlist?
The only thing that makes me think it genuinely is I remember a previous playlist chat, and he was interviewed on some chat show.
Yeah.
And he spoke about the music with actual knowledge. Which lead me to think that he does have a broad music taste. Now, whether, you know, maybe the publicist goes through music he's listening to and picks it out or something like that.
Mm. Well, I just thought maybe because you mentioned like Ice Spice and stuff's in there. Do you reckon maybe his publicist's gone, this is the hottest new artist, it'll look good for you to be across it, chuck this song in. Even if you haven't heard it, chuck it in.
Yeah, but does he need a profile? Obama doesn't need a profile. Obama's Obama. Like,
I agree with you. I think it is genuine.
If he likes, he likes. He also does it with books as well. So he does his top reads for the year or something. He does a list of that as well. So he's a list man, Obama.
Keep eating what they're feeding you.
That's what I'll say. The other news floating around today, gents, sticking in the president's world. Now, this is all, we're not 100% sure whether this is true or not, so it's just a story floating about, is that Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, apparently they asked President Joe Biden and Jill, his wife, a flight home on Air Force One following the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II, and they were denied. that right. they got turned down from the flight. This is what's being reported, so the story's not 100% confirmed, but...
Weird story.
Yes, rumours floating about that they still want to flex their muscles as a bit of a power couple in the world and notoriety in the royal family, but they ditched all that a couple of years ago.
So what, did they ask Joe Biden to charter them home?
Yeah.
Is that what happened? And he said, no, we're not charting you home.
Yeah, apparently the White House just went, nah, you're done. Like, you're not royal family, you're not part of the US... progression as such, like,
yep.
No, yeah. And who do you think you are? You're doing podcasts and Netflix specials. You're not getting on Air Force One.
Pay for your own flights.
Yeah, fair
They've
enough.
Got plenty of money.
They got plenty of money.
They want privacy on Air Force One. I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah, ridiculous. Oh, well, there you go. All happening in the world of celebs.
That it is. New FM.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
All week, Crevo, be getting people to head to newfm.com.au, of course, to register their interest in a little winter getaway. Hampton-style beach house for you and up to seven other people, like eight people total, two nights stay. Pretty luxurious, really, isn't it?
Oh, the beach house looks fantastic, beautiful styling, and you know it's going to be lovely just to get away from everyday life, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it, of course, and it's got all the luxuries you could ask for to make your holiday easy, relaxing and enjoyable, plus only a short stroll to the beach. But it is your feel-good Friday, so I feel like it's time we give another Novocastrian the chance to stay at this million-dollar house. You ready, Crevo?
Let's do it.
All right, let's bring into the show Daniela from Georgetown. Hey, Daniela.
Hi there.
Now, do you feel like you're in need of a bit of a winter escape?
Oh, my God, I need to thaw out. It's so cold. I would love a winter escape.
Yeah, imagine, just by the fireplace. How good would that be?
Yeah, totally.
Now, who would you take? You got up to seven other people, yourself and, yeah, seven others. Eight total. Who's coming?
I'd take my nieces and nephews because I think they'd just love it. It'd be a bit of a family weekend and my kids could come along and, yeah, just a bit of a family catch-up with everyone. We don't get to catch up anymore, so it'd be really lovely just to hang by the fire and have a meal with them and just chill out.
Well, you don't have to imagine anymore because congratulations, you're our winner.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Oh, that's so good. I can't wait to tell them. That's awesome. Thank you, guys. How fantastic.
No, thank you. Thank you for getting involved. And, of course, we're doing this over the next week as well, so still time to register. Head to newfm.com.au, the win tab there to get yourself involved. Stay Port Stephens, holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au, or like we said, you can win it on us, just like Daniela has done.
Oh my God, thank you guys, that's great, thank you.
And Stephen, footage going viral last night of this graduation ceremony at a university, the University of Newcastle actually.
Oh, nice and local.
The one in England.
Ah, yeah. We'll claim it, but.
Yeah, we'll claim it. Anyway, University of Newcastle, graduation day. So there's obviously everyone in their cap and gown, and they're all there lining up, getting their certificates, the crowd cheers.
Posing for the photos, shaking hands, all that good stuff.
Exactly. This is all going along normally. And then this lady is up there to get her graduation certificate as she graduates. And just as she's doing that and about to get the big cheer from the crowd, what must be her boyfriend gets down on one knee and proposes so that the cheer is like a double extra big cheer because she actually accepts and he slides the ring on the finger. Job's a good un. And I thought, and there's a... People are blowing up about this, saying that...
Roughly so.
Well, they're saying that, like, he's stealing her limelight. But I see this as it's... Everyone's there. There's a big crowd going on. It's actually a really romantic moment.
No, I tend to agree with the discourse happening online. I don't think it's right.
So you reckon this is wrong?
I think while it does steal from her moment... Also steals from everyone else's moment, everyone else who's there to graduate, you know. It's not just those two. It's not just that one girl's graduation. You've got to consider other people here stealing their limelight as well. It's almost the equivalent of, like, proposing at someone else's wedding. Give them their day. Give them their moment. You've got all the other time in the world to, you know, propose to your partner.
I hear what you're saying, but maybe he just wanted to show the world how proud he was and how in love he is with this girl. And that, I think there's something inherently romantic about that. What's wrong with showing your love to the world, Stephen?
There's nothing wrong with showing your love to the world, but you can do it in a less selfish manner. That's my problem with this. I have no problem with, like, big public displays and big public proposals, but not when it's at the cost of someone else who's, you know, all those other people, they've worked hard, they've slaved away for their 4 years. year degree or wherever it is, they get their one big moment. Now it's overshadowed by someone doing a proposal there.
Yeah, but he only has that one chance to do that proposal that he's thought up in his mind, and he's the big romantic gesture. That's his one chance. Like, that's the other side to the coin. But what we should do is let... I just want to get people's temperature on this, because you and I don't agree, and there's a lot of, like, chat on the internet on both sides. What does Newcastle think? 4967-4105 is, I guess, this romantic or wrong?
Yeah, okay. Romantic or wrong is what we're looking for. Like you said, 4967-4105. And if you do get on the show today, best callers in the chance for two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew Johns Stand for the Knights versus Melbourne Storm.
Awesome.
Tomorrow evening. Cannot wait for that, McDonald Jones Stadium. Plus, everyone that contributes goes in the draw for a girls' night out. Four people, including a drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel tonight. Prizes on top of prizes. 4967-4105. Is this proposal at the graduation romantic or wrong?
We'll get your calls on the air next. New FM. And asking the question, is it romantic or wrong for this guy who's proposed to his girlfriend in front of a bit of a crowd because she was graduating? They're there. Both of them were in the cap and gown. They're obviously both graduating that day. And he's thought, this is my moment. I've been dreaming of this. I've always wanted to, you know, prove my love to the rest of the world. And, you know, she's accepted and the crowd goes wild. And I thought, what a romantic moment. A lot of people online, though, blowing up saying, oh, he's stealing her limelight.
And he's not just stealing her limelight. He's stealing the limelight of everyone else graduating that day. Or what about all their family who's come to see them? It's all overshadowed by this big proposal. I think it's wrong. I said it before. I liken it to perhaps proposing at someone else's wedding. It's that kind of disrespect, I think.
And that's the question we're asking here. 4967-4105. Are you Team Crevo and you like romance, or are you Team Steven and you've got a heart of stone?
That's simply not true. Let's head to Dunns Creek then first. We've got Josh on the line. Hey, Josh.
Hey, there you go.
Very well, thanks. Now tell us, what do you think? Is this romantic or is it wrong?
Oh, I think it's a bit wrong. I think it's just, taking a bit of limelight away from everyone else graduating. You know, it's a special time for everyone else graduating and, you know, I think it's just, taken away from their, you know, limelight.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I agree. It's not just about you. It's not the Crevo show, you know? It's like, it's everyone else has got to, it's not just your world and we're living in it, you know? I just think it is selfish.
All right, one for Team Steven at this point. Let's go to Melissa up next. Hello, how's Edgeworth this morning?
Cold.
Yeah, it's a bit chilly everywhere, isn't it?
It's freezing.
Now tell us, is this romantic or wrong, do you reckon?
I think it's wrong. I agree that it's like, you know, someone proposing at someone else's wedding. It takes the limelight away from those other people.
And there's so many other times where you can do that big public proposal if you want, but at the cost of someone else is not right.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, fair enough. Geez, you're doing quite well on this one. I'm not looking so good at this point.
Apparently all the Newcastlers, what did you say? A heart of stone? Was that your words, Crevo, huh?
Sounds like something I'd say.
All right, let's go next to Cessna. We've got Colin on the line. Hey, Colin.
Hey, guys, how you go?
Very well, thanks. Now, what do you think? Is this a big proposal at the graduation, romantic or wrong?
Look, I think it's a sign of the times. Everyone's so worried about themselves, they don't worry about anyone else around them. It's wrong.
Yeah, it's selfish. That's what it is.
You know what, Crevo? If you need a crowd to prove that you're romantic to your wife, you're doing it wrong then, mate.
Okay. Well, fighting words.
There you go.
Indeed. I guess, look, 100% of Newcastle saying that, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there
seems
you go.
Seems like I'm the one who's wrong in this situation.
Yeah, and I can see why you sometimes get a bit blinded by the love, you know? But you just got to stop for a second and think about other people. That's what I think the crux of this story is.
Yeah, don't worry about the romance so much all of the time. I've got to just tell myself that.
That's exactly right. Enough. Now, of course, it is your Feel Good Friday, and let's launch into the weekend with a few prizes to give away.
All right,
Knights playing tomorrow evening, of course, at McDonald Jones Stadium. We've got a double pass in the Andrew Johns Stand, of course, for that match. Let's give it to Tess in Spears Point from today, our caller of the day, I reckon.
Congratulations to Tess.
And, of course, what we've also got is a girls' night out at the Sydney Hotshots Mayfield Hotel tonight. You get to see producer Scott in the flesh, you know, and lots of flesh, that is. Strutting his stuff as part of this. Drinks on arrival for you and three other people, four in total. Let's see who we're going to send off to said Mayfield Hot, Sydney Hotshot, sorry, at the Mayfield Hotel. Who do you think it's going to, Crevo?
Let's give it to Kat from Cessnock. Congratulations. Now, Kat, are you more excited about the Sydney Hotshots in general or producer Scott?
The Hotshots.
Yeah, oh, have a dig at Scott. There you go.
His rig's pretty good. He'll enjoy that as well.
He'll stick out like a sore thumb. Don't worry about that. Obviously, you're off tonight, though. Four people, including drinks on arrival. You taking the girlfriends? What's your plan, Kat?
I'm going to take my sister and a couple of friends.
Oh, yeah, how good is that? You guys will have a great night. Congratulations, and thanks for being a part of the show.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. See, it's so easy. If you're local in Newcastle, you can be a winner with us anytime. We've got prizes left, right, and centre.
Prizes on prizes on prizes. It feels so good for your Feel Good Friday. That's us for the week, Crevo. Done sure and is. Dusted. We'll catch you on Monday, though, for all the fun, all the usual fun.
That's right. And also, we'll have a bit of a report on how producer Scott went at his first gig with the Sydney Hotshots. That, of course, and more to play for on Monday. We'll catch you then.
See
Bye.
Ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to The Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.